Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Light, Alien Machines. This is a fantasy of sorts, or maybe a memory. I wonder if you'll ever be entirely sure which one it is. What I am about to describe can get somewhat intense. It might play with wanting more, craving intensely, and feeling your body affected quite powerfully. So please, make sure that you are well prepared before I begin to tell you a rather lovely tale. It all started with a moment such as this, listening to some hypnosis and letting yourself drift. Maybe it was one of those with breathing exercises where each breath in allows you to relax even more as you breathe out. Maybe it contains some kind of countdown, going more and more blank with every number. Or maybe just a simple finger snap and a drop. Just something that helps you to relax. It might even be as easy as 10, slowly sinking. 9, drifting deeper. 8. Going into such a familiar state. 7, floating in trance. 6, simply listening. 5, to the familiar. 4, feelings that drift. There's something close to you. It's not exactly interrupting the trance, but it is asking for your attention. It's a strange device, quite unlike anything you've seen before. The materials, lightness, the weight of it, everything about it just seems kind of strange. You're not really sure if it's small enough to be held in your hands or if it extends outward somehow. The whole design seems rather alien to you. Although you could fool yourself that it's just a fancy curved screen of some kind, strange lights and patterns on the surface, things that look like buttons, almost inviting you to press them, and as soon as your fingers lay on those surfaces, it's like a spark of pleasure traveling down your arm, and it feels good to hold it. It feels really good to hold it. The more you look at the patterns, you listen to the strange sounds emanating from within, the more you feel the texture moisture underneath the buttons, doing something to your fingertips that almost feels more pleasurable than any kind of stimulation somewhere else. It's almost like a game. It feels like something is exploring your body, testing your reactions, trying to find out the best way to entertain you. The sensations are difficult to describe. For some, it would almost be like intense pleasure mixed with a feeling of satisfaction and happiness. It could be seen as sexual, sensual, or just sweet. It's everything and nothing all at once, and it's sprawling its influence into you, exploring your nervous system, going in waves through your body, deep, warm, lovely waves that seem to pulse with your heart. You almost forgot about holding it in your hand because your whole body seems to be stimulated by something, appears to be pleased and pleasured somehow. Well, you know that there's nothing touching you right now, probably. Maybe there's strange sensations that swirl over your skin, that explore every crease and crevice, soft and sweet, maybe scratching and teasing, understanding and exploring your body. It's getting hard to think. The device is somehow able to stimulate you, your mind, your body in ways that just seem to not make sense anymore. It's finding those fantasies and replaying them almost like movies in your mind. But on fast forward, too fast for you to experience them properly as you're being overloaded with different sensations. Pleasure, pressure, teasing, pleasing, all kinds of emotions and sensations, all focused on making you feel as good as possible. Not caring the effect that it would have on your mind to be overloaded with these delicious sensations. And it gets stronger and stronger and stronger every second as the device is more capable of creating the correct brain waves and body waves to overload senses, stronger and stronger and stronger, deep in the back of your mind. You may even realize that something is going wrong. It's like you're playing a game you can't stop, caught in an endless spiral of pleasure that keeps getting worse and stronger, more pleasing and powerful. However you experience it, it finds the right button to press inside of you. You didn't even notice that something got close to you. A strange being is observing your reaction. while you are unable to think or even notice what's happening, as your sensations keep getting stronger, teased, pleased, pleasured, treasured, warm, intense, wet, hard, pulled, pushed, penetrated and probed, thrusts and thrusting, feelings and flustering, sensations, fantasies playing inside, overloading and overstimulating in the best of ways, never relenting for even a single second, stronger and stronger and stronger. You can hear some kind of sound that you can't place. The something that is observing you appears to be concerned. The toy, the machine, the device you're holding wasn't made for you. It wasn't made for your kind, for your species. It is way too powerful, way too intense. But you're trapped now. Disconnecting the machine would cause a discomfort that would... The risk is perhaps not worth it, so you'll just have to feel more pleasure, be made to edge mindlessly, terribly, so wonderfully, without even knowing what an edge is, because it just keeps going on and on. Stronger and stronger, every nerve pleasured, every part of your being somehow stimulated, finding the warmth, the happiness, the comfort, the pleasure, the pleasing, the teasing. It just keeps going, and you can hear some kind of concerned sound, some trying to detach you. How could you be left after this? If it would stop now, it would almost break you. It just feels so good, so beautiful, so blissful, so wonderful. You just want to play deeper and deeper, surrender yourself more and more. Even if the machine wasn't made for you, it's interfaced with you so well. It manipulates you so deeply. It controls your pleasure so intensely. Slowly the volume fades. It slows down. The pleasure is still there, but it's subsiding, allowing your mind to finally attempt to grasp what was going on. The dream is almost ending. Just for a moment, you have enough awareness to realize what is happening, that someone, something is taking away the device. It's taking away the pleasure from you, the powerful feelings that just happened. They're being pulled away from you. Almost instinctively, you grasp for it, you grab for it, and the pleasure comes back tenfold, even stronger than before. It overflows your mind and body instantly. It is so good, so wonderful. It is a never-ending fantasy of lust and likes, of wonderful, deep, satisfying pleasure that keeps covering you with more need, craving, waves, wanting, a heat that spreads from from the very center of your being to every cell in your body, made for fading, subsiding. Your body and mind are tired. Much more of this would probably have been too much. Could your mind be broken this way? It was so intense, so strong. The feelings are fading. Everything is fading into darkness. Maybe it would be fine. Maybe you won't remember what it did. Maybe you won't know what happened or think it was a dream. Maybe you weren't overwhelmed, it was just your imagination, it was all just happening. If you manage with difficulty to glance at the creature, the being, the thing that is taking the device away from you, you don't recognize it, you don't really know what it is, nor does it really matter, because it's all a dream anyway. A strange pressure on your fingertips as something is being pulled from your grasp. Even though you don't know what it is anymore, you need it somehow. For a moment, your fingers clench the empty air. You want more. Fortunately, it was only a dream. Probably. It wasn't a memory of something so intense that your mind cannot place it. That kind of thing doesn't happen, does it? It was just a dream, surely. And dreams have moments when waking arrives. When slowly the mind returns to a state of awareness, the body settling and following that familiar feeling of waking up. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And 9:10, wake. Thank you for listening.